like the double teaming right now. This is not.
Well, no, I just because it seemed like
your New Year's resolution.
All right, what you know? Okay, stop. Okay, we're getting way too into the episode right now.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Well, anyways, welcome back to Talking Nonsense. I'm your host Kyle, and I'm here with
Christopher.
And damn, it's been a minute.
It has been.
Yeah. So why don't you tell people why we haven't recorded, Chris?
It's because you don't like me anymore.
Okay, let's get that fact out of the way. Yeah. What's the other reason?
You've been busy.
Well, not just me, dude. I feel like you've been busy, too.
Yeah, no. So
we've both been busy, okay?
I think the last time we recorded, I was still working for a collection agency.
No, you were already working for...
Okay. All right. Yeah. Glad to get that out of the way. we've both been busy, though. There's a lot going on.
Well, yeah, hell of shit to happen.
Like, usually summertime, like, from summer to, like, now, we just have family stuff going on. For the most part.
Well, I mean, it wasn't even just that, though. One, my fucking computer died completely.
Oh, yeah.
So we couldn't record for, like, almost a month. I had to get that shit fixed.
Yeah.
Because we literally were recording an episode, and it was going to be a juicy one and a good one.
But oh, yeah.
That's when my computer died.
Yeah.
It fucking crashed on me.
It
and
really
we,
did.
We couldn't recover it, and then I couldn't even get my computer back on. So from that point on, I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. We're done. We're done.
So... Looking on our episode like list,
uh-huh.
You titled one "We're Back." You should title this one "We're Back Again."
I know.
We're like back at it again.
But I mean, when this episode does come out, it's already going to be 2020.
It will be 2020.
So for those of you that are listening on the day of, Happy New Year!
Yeah, for this those is actually New Year's Eve when this is being recorded.
Oh, well, you didn't have to say that, but okay.
Why?
I don't know. You just didn't have to. We don't have to.
But
let people
no,
know
so
when
they
we're
know
recording.
The context.
No, it's cool. I don't want to hear all that in the background again. But anyways, well, yeah. So
I thought it was relevant.
It's not really, but yeah. Now I remember why we stopped recording.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we just wanted to kind of, since it is New Year's, like we wanted to do. We did an episode. Again, about a year ago, talking about 2019
mm-hmm.
and our New Year's resolutions, and I figured, why don't we talk about those? Like, our year-end review. Like,
yeah.
How do you think 2019
YouTube
you?
Rewind.
Okay. You know, sometimes when you make jokes, they just don't...
I find them funny.
There's a line, and you don't cross that line, okay?
Yeah, no. I cross that line because I'm controversial.
Okay, I guess. Anyways. But yeah, so what were we talking about? Our resolutions.
Yeah.
How'd it go for you? Do you even remember any of the shit that we talked
about?
Yeah,
so I had to re-listen to the actual episode.
Uh-huh.
So I'm hoping I can remember it right now. But I talked about writing a bit more.
Right.
And so I've kind of done that. I've written a
Yeah, I remember that. I think you were very specific, though. You said that you wanted to, like, go
hike,
on hikes.
Yeah.
And, like, sit up at the top of the hike.
And then just write. I haven't done that, but I've written more. So okay. I've got, like, half a goal done.
All right, that's good.
I think the other one was be more assertive. I think I've kind of got, sort of.
Yeah. I could, yeah.
Like, I feel like I made progress. Whatever. Fuck you.
There you go. You're being more assertive now. Yeah. You know, better late than never.
And then I think my last one was, like, maybe being more self-confident.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that wasn't the last one. So being a little more self-confident, I kind of, like, leaned into the assertiveness one just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I know I briefly talked about going on a date. So I went on a date. like, a number of dates.
More dates, right?
Well, yeah, I got...
do more dates. And how's that been going for
it's
you?
It's been good. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, nothing really came of it.
I mean, you've dabbled.
Yeah, I've dabbled.
You know, you dipped your toes in the water.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's cool kind of, like, putting myself out there. And then, so what's funny is I was listening to, like, our previous episode about, like, the resolutions
mm-hmm.
and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I talked about, like, how, oh, I got a bunch of new friends.
In
that episode.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, all those friends are gone. So
damn. That was your wasn't that your rave?
Yeah,
family friends.
Yeah,
I told you were gonna rave forever.
Yeah.
Talking about all that rave life shit. I knew that shit was gonna. That was a phase for you, bro. Like a 1 month phase,
really
not even
was.
A 1 month phase. It was like a 1 weekend phase for you.
Yeah, So I'm really glad, but I'm really glad that's that phase is done. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so yeah, I would say fairly did a lot for 2019.
Yeah,
yeah.
Started a new job.
Yeah.
At my company, not my company. Sorry, at the company I work at.
Yeah,
yeah. That's good.
But yeah, mm-hmm. And I'll put myself out there a little bit more. So, what about you?
Honestly, I don't even remember what the goals I made for 2019 were. Well, actually, no. I know one of them for sure was to, like, save enough money to possibly move out. And I will tell you this. I was halfway there. But then you see all this new shit came out, and I was just like, ooh, that looks really nice.
Yeah.
And, like, no, I'm just kidding. No, but, like, really, you know, life happens. I had to pay some bills and had to pay some other stuff. You know, had to pay off my debt. Had to buy those drugs, you know, pay the
debt.
No.
Yeah, no, that. I feel it.
But... yeah, all that money's gone now. No, it's not. It's not gone. I'm not.
Life be like that.
I was halfway to my goal, and then now I'm like halfway to the halfway.
Yeah.
So, but, and then I think another one of mine was, what was it? I think for sure kind of not move up in my job because I think I had already been promoted.
No, I don't think so. I don't think...
yeah, no, I don't think it was that either. What was my other one? I honestly do not remember the episode at all. Yeah. But you said you listened to it. You don't remember what I said?
I listened to it halfway there. I fell asleep.
Nice. Goes to show how our podcast is doing.
No, I was just tired, though.
Uh-huh.
I was uh-huh. in bed, and I was comfy.
All
right, I was
listening fair to enough.
It. Yeah.
Oh, I think for 2019, I wanted to get a girlfriend. And guess what, guys? Mission accomplished. No one. No, just me.
There's something I really want.
Babe, why don't you come on. Come introduce yourself. Come on. I swear I'm not faking this, guy. She's actually in the room. Babe, come here.
She is in the room, but what's funny is prior to us starting, we had gotten into the conversation of her participating, mm-hmm. and you were really like adamant about her not.
Yeah, because now I think about it, when I mention it, people will be like, he didn't get a girlfriend. I'm like, oh shit, I need her to talk so that they know I did. Can you at least say hi?
Don't say hi.
That's fucked up, dude. Rebecca. Can you say hi? Maybe later. She said maybe later.
She's real, guys. She's real. She's really yeah. awesome, too. She's nicer than Kyle, so.
That's not true. We're exactly the same. No, she is awesome. She yeah. is super nice. So I got that accomplished.
Yeah.
Congrats. Thank you. We did set some goals for our podcast. One of them, I know for sure, I said I wanted to have more guests
on. Yeah, we did that. Yeah.
We had quite a few guests. If you look back at our episodes, we had our good friend, Don Rico De Castro, for the music
yeah.
episode.
He
talked about his...
Outreach.
Or no, his creative process.
Yeah.
We had Brett Alcodia for the music.
Episode. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had Auriz for the...
mental health one.
Mm-hmm. And then we brought Artie back.
Yeah, Artie came back.
For the success episode.
Our cousin Diane was here.
Right, for parenting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was that for 2019? I feel like that was before, no?
Was that before 2019?
I don't know.
Oh, I was kind of recap. Yeah. I think that's it, right?
Yeah, that's definitely a lot more than, you know, we had before.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was good. So I gotta say 2019 was a pretty good year for ourselves.
Yeah.
Maybe not for the podcast so much just because we were gone for a while. But you know what? I mean, it's 2020, new year, new us, right? What's the saying? New year, new me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm speaking for the both of us, so. So what's our goals now for 2020 then? What are your goals? What do you expect yourself to do or not do?
Definitely just like
don't try set to the same ones.
Get a girlfriend. Go on more dates. No. No. So definitely want to travel a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one. And then I've actually kind of taken some physical steps towards that just a little bit.
How so? What do you mean?
So I found, like, I narrowed it down to like two places I wanted to go to.
Okay.
So far, so want to do that, mm-hmm. and then kind of be a little bit more healthier.
Yeah.
Overall, just kind of like start doing that. I guess be a little less unfiltered.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of just kind of like call it how I see it a little bit more. Okay. Still with that assertiveness, maybe, and like self-confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now, why do you feel like you need to set these goals for yourself?
I mean, not to get like overly like heavy poetic like with it.
Oh gosh, here we go, guys.
But no, it's just like you. Eventually, you come to a point where you just want to start improving yourself.
Uh huh.
Eventually, like yeah, you can tell yourself you're fine the way you are.
Yeah.
But, and maybe you are, but at least when I was doing it, it really was just kind of more of a way of preventing like how sad I feel sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of want to just turn that around and just be like, you're not fine the way you are, so like work on it, you know?
Okay. Yeah. I see that.
Yeah. You know, just trying to be more real. That's kind of what I want to be.
Mm.
So, what about you? You got any resolutions you want to try to accomplish? Any New Year's goals? Or
let's see. Definitely want to save up again.
Yeah.
To try to move out, possibly. Or at least just save up in general. You know,
yeah.
Just to have enough backup, you know, for whatever I need.
Yeah.
And, you know, possibly get a wife. Wink, wink. I'm looking at you, Rebecca. No, I'm just kidding. not anytime soon. I'm not ready. just kidding. Anyways, that and, yeah, same thing. Be more healthy. Lose weight. You know, yeah. I'm definitely feeling it. The fucking weight. So, yeah, that too. You know, typical shit.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. I think for me. I don't know. What do you think, babe? What do I need to do?
Damn.
Okay, I need to get it together.
Shots fired.
Yeah, I need to get it together. In what?
do more film production.
Oh, yeah. I definitely want to write more as well.
I think that's one of your ones from the last episode. So you finished the script
said to actually, like, film it. But then I said I'm making the resolution in 2019, but the film will come out in, like, 2025.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you were like, we'll spend a year writing it.
Mm-hmm. Another year.
You're shooting it.
No, not even shooting it. Pre-production. Another year pre-production. Another year production. Yeah. Another year post.
Yeah.
So, we're getting there.
Yeah.
I've actually have finished
the script.
Two scripts.
Yeah.
And I finished half of the pre-production for both of those.
Yeah.
So, okay. You maybe actually half of one written, and then a quarter of
your other script about the fog one.
Yeah.
That one's really, I'm really excited for that.
Yeah, I finished that. And actually, that should be really easy to shoot. I just need to link up with my friend and we need to just start doing it. But I need to finish some of the pre-production stuff for that. So yeah, maybe they'll come out October 2020. Who knows? Yeah. Keep an eye out for that. What else? What else can we do? What's some goals you want to set for the podcast this year?
Definitely kind of increase our, like, listener count. That would be one.
Okay, yeah.
I think a really exciting one that I think I want to try to do is maybe start doing a video for this.
Like, I think we said that on the last one too, didn't we?
I hope not.
I don't know. We probably did.
Yeah.
we're saying again.
Yeah, doing a video podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So, speaking about that,
huh.
If you, like, take a New Year's resolution from, like, last year.
Yeah.
And bring it into the new year. That still counts, right? That's not, like, tacky or any sort of way.
I mean, everyone does that. Everyone always has that one New Year's resolution. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to work out more. That's when, like, gym memberships get their most revenue.
Yeah. It's
the 1st of January because everyone's buying a membership. And then it declines from there because everyone's like, fuck this shit.
I'm doing this for what?
Yeah.
Nah. But no. So, like, yeah, that being said, though, like, definitely doing a video podcast. Because I think that would really help, just because I think...
Ain't nobody trying to see Kyle?
Damn.
Wow, okay. I don't know.
That was a little uncalled for.
I don't know if the microphone picked that up, but basically, what my friend over here said was, ain't nobody want to see Kyle on that video podcast? Well, you know what, babe? They're going to see me anyways, okay? So...
I mean, if they're following the Instagram, they know what you look like.
They do. Yeah. What's that supposed to be?
What is that supposed to mean? I'm on there, too.
Yeah. Well, no. She just said they don't want to see me. I already know they don't want to see you, but that's okay.
So that's a resolution. People are gonna see me. No. But yeah, just a video podcast. That'd be cool. I think the I guess going back to school would be one too.
Mm-hmm. Oh really? For you?
Going back to school? Like I really.
For what?
I want to do something more practical this time. Mm-hmm. Like something that actually has like a career in it. Not to say that political science doesn't have a career in it, but it's kind of a windy road. Because of where we work, there's always like coders and stuff like that, a lot of like tech stuff. So I definitely want to either get into like kind of like a networking kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or like maybe.
Weren't you originally supposed to get into computers?
Yeah.
Like computer engineering?
No, I was supposed to take like.
This... Sorry, my back is itchy. So if you guys can hear that, I'm scratching my back with a back scratcher. I'm still Filipino. Anyways, keep talking.
I have a comment about that. So whenever I go to like. Not to be racist, but whenever I go to like a white person's house.
Yeah.
I notice they never have like back scratchers. Is it honestly like a?
It's an Asian thing.
It really is an Asian thing, huh?
Do your people have this? By the way, my girlfriend's Mexican. I'm not racist. That's not racist.
I don't think it's racist.
It's not racist, right? Do you guys have these? Oh, okay, so yeah, it's not just an Asian thing.
Yeah,
but, yeah, but no, I don't just... think it's definitely a white thing.
Yeah, no. Yeah, but anyway. But, like, I wasn't supposed to go into, like, computer engineering, but I wanted to go into, like, this, like, IT security thing that was at DeVry University was offering.
Okay, yeah.
But that was, like, way, like, right after high school, all that stuff, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, networking or some type of coding, just because that seems like there's always going to be a need for that now, especially, like, with how, like, fast technology is progressing.
So, yeah, that's true. Yeah,
I mean that's kind of like that is a big goal. It's also pretty daunting.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, in terms of like doability, like I really don't know.
Yeah,
but then again, I feel like a lot of people are gonna come at me and be like, "No, if you really put your mind to it, it's like yeah." I mean, guys, just give me the cop out. Like in terms of doability, it's pretty hard.
Right. Sorry, not to backtrack or anything, but we kind of, I mean, we didn't go off tangent because it's still about what you want to do for a resolution, but what are some other goals for our podcast? Because you said you want more listeners.
Oh, yeah, more listeners, video podcast. Oh,
yeah, video podcast, right. I want to push out more episodes.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I want to be more.
You want to go back to recording every Friday?
No. I just want to be more consistent, though, for sure. Because, like, yeah, you're right. I know I've posted hella shit like, oh, we're back. Oh, don't worry, we're coming back. And then, like,
we're back again.
We'll be right back. But life's been crazy.
No,
for
it
us.
Gets busy.
Yeah.
I think it'd be cool to record in an actual studio.
All right. You acting like we got money. Yeah. She rolled her eyes too.
You said goals. I want to record in a studio.
Okay. Yeah. No, you're right. I shouldn't be knocking.
Because I feel like if we really. The reason behind that, though, is like if we record in a studio, obviously it costs money. If we put up that. Kind of money, honestly, I think we'd take it way more seriously. Like,
I'm taking this seriously?
No, god damn it, no. I'm just saying, it would get if you put up that much money for something, it's just that much more drive in it because there's a physical repercussion for that now. You're literally losing money,
yeah. But that's what a lot of people say with gym memberships, too. You know, they say, I'm paying for this. So I'm going to go, because if I don't go, then I'm just wasting money. But most of the time, they don't go anyways. So
yeah,
they
but those
do end up
rich. We're not.
No. First of all, I'm talking about myself here, okay? I'm not rich. I did that shit.
Yeah.
I said to myself, if I pay for this gym, I'm still doing it, actually. Matter of fact, yeah. I'm fucking paying for our work gym. I just realized that.
I thought you'd been going.
It's been the holidays, Chris. Okay, I've been on break.
Oh, that'll be a new one. I'm going to go buy Adele now.
You're going to what?
I'm going to go buy Adele now on the podcast.
For a second, honestly, I thought you said you're going to go buy Adele. Like,
oh, no.
Buy Adele PC. Because I was so confused for a quick second.
See, that makes me not want to go by my name now.
Yeah, don't go by your name. Good news is you could go by... No, don't do that either.
What?
No, I was going to say you go by Chris now at work, but you don't want to do that.
No.
That name has a bad omen to it.
I'll go by Christopher.
No. Yeah, no. Just stick to a dumb at work.
I'm used to that already at work anyway.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
What else? Let's see. What else can we talk about? That's another thing, too, that... I mean, I told you this, but I didn't say this yet, but we're definitely... at least I want to be a little bit more unedited. Yeah. I don't want to be wasting my time editing this shit. So, you're going to hear a lot of our... or just moments where we're like...
Just the dead air.
Oh, I was going to do it, but yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, stuff like that. Because I'm... Not that I'm tired of editing, but I just feel like it's just easier.
Yeah.
I guess I'm tired of editing.
No, you're tired of editing.
I am. It's a lot of work, man.
Speaking about work...
No. What?
I'm actually, like... I've been really proud of, like, how much effort I've been putting in at work. Like, how much I've progressed.
You hear that? Isn't that cute, guys?
Yeah, he's no.
Proud of himself.
I really am, like...
No, I know. That's good. I'm proud of you, too. Like, you definitely improved a lot at work.
Yeah.
Which is really good, and it shows, you know? Have you... Did you... we'll talk about this off podcast.
Okay, alright. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's just, like, you know, I've been kind of pulling my weight a bit more, and then, like, I've been a little more, like, proactive in, like, kind of, like, some of the meetings.
I'm going to take that away from you because you keep playing with it. Sorry. I'm pretty sure they could hear that. Go ahead.
But, yeah, no, I've been, like, more proactive lately and kind of, like, voicing, like, my opinions and stuff a bit more. So, that's cool, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of turning this into... about me episode, but whatever.
It's fine. It's a year-end review. We're going over shit that's happened and shit that we plan on for the next year. So what else has happened?
So a cool thing was when at work, we had like a meeting about like ticket hygiene and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And then like it was cool. A lot of my tickets came up for both good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
So like it was cool to see that, like, you know, like I could have worked on some other things a bit more. And then there, like, a lot of the good examples were my tickets too. So I was like,
yeah.
So I was really like making that one goal mid year.
That's good. Yeah.
So
good for you, man.
Yeah. What about you?
What about me?
I don't know. Like,
I don't know.
tell me about yourself. No. What about, how's work for you been?
Hold on. What? Sorry. What? There's too many people. What'd you say?
I said, what have you done throughout the year?
Yeah.
I haven't done shit throughout the
year. No, you've done a lot though.
What have I done? Chris, what have I done?
The pre-production for the two scripts.
Okay,
the scripts.
I already talked about that.
Yeah, you know, your girlfriend.
Okay, whoa, hold on. You don't be blasting that shit on here.
What? No, you got a girlfriend. You literally accomplished the goal.
It's just the way that whole thing was set up. Because I asked you, what have I done? And you're like, your two scripts, your girlfriend. I'm like, first of all, how do you know? So, no, I'm just kidding.
No.
It's fine. No one's going to care. No one listens anymore anyway.
They're going to get a notification on their phone talking nonsense. This is going to be
our biggest hit.
This is where we make it big.
No. Yeah, I got a girlfriend, sure.
But no. Way to downplay that.
Oh, she's leaving, guys. Whoop-dee. No, I'm just kidding. No, that is a big accomplishment. I mean, I'm really happy that I did that. You know, I put a lot of effort into, you know, trying to get a girlfriend, and it paid off.
I mean, you did get a membership, and you did go for a while.
For what?
Your gym membership.
Oh, I was like, what are you talking about?
You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then, like, you know, like, those are wins you can count. Don't count your wins against you, man. Like, if you can grab a win, take it. What?
Nothing. You're just funny sometimes when you talk. That's all. That's all I just wanted to say.
Whatever.
No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, and then what else has happened throughout the year? Christmas happened. What? I love Christmas, okay? And we didn't get a chance to do a Christmas episode.
Are you going to dress up as Santa when we get older?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
When I'm like a dad and I have my own kids, I'm probably going to be the Santa. Yeah.
For your own family, or what about the all of us?
Well, no, because then that's just going to ruin it for my kids. He's going to be like, Mommy, where's Dad? How come Santa's here? Where's Daddy? And then, like, what's the point? What I mean is, like, I'm going to, like, have my kids, like, oh, guys, try to stay up, you know, and, like, see if you can spot Santa. And then I'm going to go away, and then I'm going to dress up as Santa, you know, putting the gifts on the Christmas tree. As my kids look down on the stairwell, they're like, oh, I see Santa.
Oh, okay.
You know, I want to do, like, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, well, that's fair.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh. I guess we could just hire a white guy.
I don't want to pay for it.
No, fuck? For the main, like, the big family
party. We don't need to hire anybody. We just pass out the gifts.
Oh,
you saw what happened. There's too many things. Too many gifts. Yeah. Too many people in our family. So there's no
point. It's only going to get, like, it's only going to expand.
I know, because our cousin just had her baby.
Yeah, she had her baby, yeah.
Little Mason has been added to our family. Sorry.
had a cough. That's really bad timing.
Yeah, sorry, I had a cough. But yeah, he was born, finally.
That's so wild, dude.
He was born early, actually.
Yeah.
A little bit early.
That's just really wild to think about, though.
I know.
It's just like yesterday when we were like we went to Disneyland by ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, before that, it was just like we were just fucking in college, and time flies, dude. Time flies.
It does, man. It really does. What else happened? Okay. Someone rudely interrupted. That's also what happened. I don't know.
Yeah.
What else you got?
I don't know, man. I really don't know.
Look, if they don't like this episode, too bad, okay? It's been a while since we've recorded, but don't worry, because we are going to record more episodes. We actually do have, like, topics in line. I know I said that on the last episode, too, but you know what? We're going to actually make it happen, guys.
2020 is the year.
For talking nonsense to pop off.
No, I mean, I feel like... Oh, that's one thing I'm proud about our podcast. We moved from SoundCloud to Anchor, and I think Anchor's like a good way to like getting sponsorships, right?
Yeah.
So that's a good opportunity for us.
Yeah, I still got to figure out how that shit works, because I don't know if it's taxed. You know, I don't want to get like audited or anything like that.
You know what I mean? Like, audited for like $2. We might not.
Yeah, well, I mean, shit, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I just got to figure out how it works. I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Ooh, our, oh, never mind. I was about to say our podcast's Instagram got more followers, but no, it didn't. It actually lost a few people. Oh, who's this? Sorry, I'm on Instagram right now. No, it's our boy, Frank from work. I'm just like, oh, okay, Frank.
Who is it? Oh, Frank? Yeah. Oh, shit.
Shout out to you, Frank. Anyways, yeah, I don't know.
Frank's cool, man.
He is cool. What else happened this year? Actually, we, oh, no.
So, Christmas happened.
Yeah, Christmas happened. Thanksgiving happened. Halloween happened.
4th of July happened.
Oh, shit. We haven't been gone for that long.
No, Damn. that deep cut.
I know. Dang, we used to do our episodes before?
Shit. That's gonna change. What are we at? Like 30 minutes? Not even?
Not even 30 minutes. Well, we're about to be at 30 minutes once I complete the sentence. Actually, no. Sorry, we're about to be at 30 minutes. Yeah, we're about to be at 30 minutes after I complete this paragraph.
I went to Disneyland.
Oh, you did go to Disneyland?
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, how was that?
That was cool. I really regret not getting a lightsaber.
Oh, I thought you were about to say I really regret going with someone.
But no, anyway. I really regret not getting a lightsaber.
Oh, I know. I was watching...
I cut you off.
It's fine. It's whatever, dude.
Get over it.
I was watching this one. Just kidding. Go ahead.
No, I really wanted one, but I was really worried about it breaking. Like, because they're like...
Oh, you flew.
That's yeah, why. So like I either had to bring it onto the plane, which I was like, that's probably a bad idea.
Because it doesn't... It's
not collapsible.
Yeah, one long piece, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then like...
When we go to Disneyland, babe, we're driving. We can't fly. Because if I'm going to get one, we can't take it home. Okay, yeah. Cool. She agrees.
But I really regret not getting a lightsaber. But when I was there, they showed me all the different hilts and stuff. The different like lightsaber hilts. Like, dude. Honestly, like... I was so, so tempted. But Disneyland was cool.
Nerd! I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But,
Disneyland was cool. Did you go with someone?
Yeah, I went with a friend.
Oh, yeah. Was this friend a guy or a girl?
It was a girl.
Wow. Yeah. We're not going to go into that.
Why not?
Because I don't...
Does this girl listen to our podcast?
No.
Not anymore.
I'm just kidding. I don't think she does. Hopefully not. Oh. But,
why are we not going to go into that, man?
Because I don't want
to... People want to hear the juicy news of Chris's...
No.
I don't even know.
No, we're not. But... I will say, though, like, whoever does, like, the set designs and stuff for Disneyland, props to them. They did a really good job with Galaxy's Edge.
Mm, yeah.
And I got over my fear of, like one ride. I rode the Hollywood Tower of Terror, which is the Guardians ride now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I still haven't done that ride either, because I don't like straight down shit.
Yeah, so I finally got over that.
Nice.
Yeah, dude.
But I heard that ride's not too bad, because it doesn't go straight down. It goes down and then goes back up.
Yeah,
and
you get a different sequence, so, I mean, it's not just a straight drop, but still, like, it's...
It was fun?
It was fun. The last ride I still need to go get over is the California Screamin'.
You didn't go on that ride?
I'm still too scared. Oh,
boo!
I'm scared, but I did go on the in that area. The not is it the Toy Story ride? Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm. Which one?
The one where it's like Toy Story. It's like Astro Blasters, but it's in.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I finally got to go on that ride. That ride's
pretty cool.
Yeah, it's hella fun. We didn't get to go when we went just because like the wait was like 90 minutes, right, or something like that. It was pretty long.
Yeah, something like that. It was hella long.
Yeah. But, yeah. So, there's that.
Mm. What else? I got, no, that's not even interesting.
Smoke a lot more pot now.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you still at our cousin's house?
No, I moved out.
You moved out again?
Moved back to
our other cousin's house.
Yeah, our other cousin's house.
Oh, okay.
But honestly, like, I'm willing to like risk it and just like try to move in with strangers.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna like try to find a room off of Craigslist.
Oh, like just rent a room.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah. Miguel does that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miguel's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's cool. He's living his best life right now on vacation for 2 weeks.
Damn, hella PTO.
I know.
That's all paid, right?
Yeah, he's in PTO.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, let's bring it back to what this episode was actually about. What's, like, what you other than
do?
What?
What'd you do? I know you did more than whatever I said you did.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I don't know, I brought up Disneyland. Don't you have, you traveled places. You went to L.A.
Yeah, I went to San Diego. That's it, to visit family.
Yeah, that's always fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Sorry, man. I'm trying to help. Jesus Christ.
It's fine. I already got what we're going to talk about next. Other than setting your own goals, what's something like new you want to learn next year?
Something new?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool. Language would be nice.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
What language?
Fucking, I don't know. Spanish?
You do not want to learn Spanish, bro.
Actually, I mean, it's helpful in California.
Well, yeah, it is. But I mean, like... I see you more as a guy that wants to learn, like, Japanese. Is that racist?
I think you're just calling me a fucking weeaboo.
Yeah.
I know a little bit of Japanese.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like you would want to actually learn it.
That'd be cool.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, for me, it's Spanish, for obvious reasons.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Right?
Would you ever go to Mexico? Have you gone to Mexico?
No.
No? Would you go?
Yeah, I would go.
Yeah.
Any, like, new shows or movies you're looking forward to?
No. So, I finished Mandalorian, which I'm sure everyone...
Which was amazing.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're not watching that, you guys are missing out.
Yeah.
If you need Disney Plus,
sucks
find
to be
someone
you.
Who has... Oh, okay. Oh, wow. I was going to say, find somebody who has it. Or sucks to be you.
Yeah.
Either way.
I tried watching The Witcher...
Yeah, I can't.
It's not a bad show. Let me get that out the gate.
It's not, but I just...
It's definitely for... Like, that fan base is really loyal. So, like, I feel like everyone who likes it,
mm-hmm.
likes it because they're a fan of the
you
games or the books. Or
you
both.
Know what it is for me? I think it's just because I never watched Game of Thrones, and I know which is like nothing like, or you know, the two are totally different, but it's that
aesthetic.
Yeah, and like that sort of genre of like
fantasy.
Mm-hmm, that I'm just like, eh, you know, because I never got into Game of Thrones, so I feel like
you're definitely not like the whole like swords and spells kind of guy. You're more sci-fi, like
I would say. I mean, I do like some spells and magic shit or whatever. Like I watched the show The Magicians, like, and that's just straight up about magicians. But they actually do real real magic, like they have spells and shit.
Oh, okay.
But like picture like Harry Potter, but like they're all in college. It's like, I mean, that.
Technically Harry Potter just
okay, they're all in college and it's rated R.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
There you go. But I don't know. There's what's that one show that I'm currently watching? Oh, Lost in Space season 2 came out.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm not watching that.
All right, never mind.
I didn't get into it.
Why not?
It just doesn't appeal to me. Like,
but why?
It just
what doesn't appeal to you? Chris,
why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know. I'm just trying to get you to talk more.
No, I'm like that with like shows and like anime. Like, if the thumbnail or the first 5 minutes doesn't like keep me hooked,
mm-hmm.
I'm just not gonna watch it.
Mm.
Like, it's really hard for me to like stick with a show if I'm not like on it in the very beginning. Or, like, if it doesn't hook me, I find myself having difficulty trying to watch it. Like, I feel like I have to put effort into it, and that kind of, like, detracts me. It's like, I really just don't want to put effort into, like, watching the show, even though I know it's probably good.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense.
No, that makes sense.
Because it feels like more of a chore at that point.
Yeah. No, I feel you. I mean, honestly, that's why when I was watching The Witcher 2, I was doing something else at the same time.
Yeah.
So I wasn't... One, yeah, I was distracted, but two, it was like that easy to be distracted because it didn't grab me. So,
like, if it really appealed to you, you wouldn't be so like super distracted. Yeah, mm-hmm,
exactly.
But new shows, Witcher. That's about it for Netflix. I mean, I've been watching My Hero on Crunchyroll.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen any new movies?
I saw Rise of Skywalker.
How was it?
I liked it. It was really lengthy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's weird. So like, I'm definitely not gonna be saying this right, but you're probably gonna call me out. But like, The Last Jedi and like Rise of Skywalker,
mm-hmm.
The Last Jedi was directed by somebody else, right?
Yeah.
It's just weird. Like, I could tell those were directed by two different people.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of detracted me a little bit, I guess, maybe as a fan.
Yeah.
I guess it's just because it's, like, maybe the storytelling or maybe, like, the way things progressed. It just seemed, like, it was just different.
And for sure. I mean, it could also just been the story itself. Because I just felt like... They tried to answer so many questions in this final film because, you know, they hyped it up so much like, oh, this is the last Star Wars film. Episode 9. Last one, guys. And then they just threw too much into it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh. And like, you could throw a lot into it as long as you play it out better. But I don't think they did too good of a job with that.
Yeah.
So, but... Speaking of different directors, you know shows are like that, right? Almost every episode on TV shows are directed by somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I do know that. But, like, I guess maybe it's just different with those two particular movies, maybe. But it really did detract me. Because I definitely liked, was it The Force Awakens? That was the first part of this trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
And Rise of Skywalker, I generally liked for the most part. Force Awakens, or The Last Jedi wasn't, like, it wasn't terrible in my mind, but it wasn't, like, super, like, great or anything. It was more like, eh.
Yeah. I agree. Have you seen Knives Out?
No, I want to though.
That movie was pretty good. I liked that one.
I definitely want to see I want to see that, and there's a couple movies coming out I want to see, like 1917. I want to go see.
Oh yeah, we want to go watch that too.
Yeah,
yeah. We should go watch it.
Yeah, I'd be down. Psst. Mm-hmm.
Psst. Yeah, I'm down. Okay, she's down.
1917, The King's Man.
Oh yeah, yeah. I want to see that too.
Yeah. But yeah, that's about it. Yeah. Like movie wise, what about you? You see anything?
We saw Uncut Gems.
I want that. That seems really good.
It was cool. Sorry, I don't mean to put you on blast, but she didn't really like it, just because it's kind of true what she says. It's definitely one of those movies that like puts you on the edge, but like. Not that it's not in a good way. It just gives you a lot of anxiety because it's like one of those movies where you're just like waiting for the next thing to happen because so much is going on and it's like going kind of quick.
Yeah.
So you're just like, oh, come on. It's like, oh, dude, God. And just like, you know, and like the fact that it made her feel that way. I mean, if that's how they wanted the movie to be, means it was good. But like, I can understand because there were moments in the movie where I was kind of like, also like that, and I didn't like being like that. Yeah, but it was pretty good overall.
Was it because of what was happening on screen? Was it like, was it more of a cringy feeling, or was it?
No, it's just that anxiety feeling, you know, like where you're just like waiting for the next thing to happen because something's going on right now.
Yeah,
and you're just like, oh, is it gonna happen? Is it gonna like hurry up, do it? Like, and then, you know.
Yeah, I definitely need to go see it.
Yeah, it was interesting.
I like seeing actors kind of. Do something like that where Adam Sandler is, who's known for like kind of being a comic and a funny guy,
yeah,
like kind of jumping the like over, not overboard or like, but jumping into a more dramatic kind of role.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, I find that stuff really cool. I like seeing actors do that.
Yeah, he did a pretty good job too, I'll say. What else did we see, or what else have I seen?
Knives Out, right? You saw that.
That's it. I think that's it so far for new movies.
You told me about one movie. Was it Tenet? Christopher Nolan's movie?
That's the movie, yeah.
Yeah, I want to go see. I didn't see the
extended trailer?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but that shit looks amazing. Yeah. Definitely look out for that movie in 2020. Yeah. It's called Tenet. We're not sponsored by them. We should be. I'm just kidding.
How wild would it be if like Christopher Nolan just hit you up with like, hey, I listen to your podcast. Be pretty cool.
It would be pretty cool, but it's never gonna happen.
You know, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think we're good. I think it's a good time to end.
Yeah.
You know, talking about a lot of things.
Yeah.
I just want to keep this short just because, you know, we're gonna be posting this on New Year's Day. Yeah. I don't think anybody's even gonna listen. Yeah. And if they do, might as well keep it short for them. So thank you for listening. Follow us on Instagram at talkingnonsense_. And be on the lookout. We're coming back.
We really
again,
are.
Again.
I mean, I think it'd be fair to like just say at this point, we will be popping in and out.
Don't say popping in and out. We're going to be consistent. That's our goal for this
consistency.
Year.
Consistency.
Yes. All right. Well, we'll talk to you guys next time. I'm Kyle.
I'm Christopher.
Oh, I did it backwards. Wow, it's been that long. Sorry, I'm Kyle.
I'm Christopher.
And we'll talk to you guys next time. There we go. Bye.
Bye.